Hello, beautiful creators. I hope you are doing well and remaining in your pure center that is untouched and unaffected by the chaos, noise, and distractions of this world. Please remember to take refuge within the pure and lighted center within you as often and as consistently as possible, because there is no shortage of ignorance and darkness that pervades within Maya. And once you know that there is nothing else that matters here except for this light, staying focused in your light is really the only intelligent thing to do here. I also want to make sure that it is clear what I mean by staying focused within your center, because I am aware that most of you will not have the ability to translate my suggestion into sitting in meditation and alone all day on a mountain without interacting with and in the world. So, I will now take the time to be a bit clearer and specific about how this is done when you still have to look at and see the chaos out there, and some of you may even be deep in it. Your mind will naturally be affected by the things that you see and consume if you do not take control of guiding and steering it effectively. There is a lot of noise in the world, and some things are harder than others to look at depending on your level of sensitivity. But it is important that you recognize that you can remain connected to the higher truth and your centered place even while looking at the chaos of this world. Simply look neutrally when it is required to do so for you to take appropriate action of some kind. But other than that, keep your attention and focus on the light and keep it inward in your place of peace. Essentially, only do that which is required. Otherwise, do what is right and good, which is staying connected and looking within. While looking out into the world, you may be tempted to take emotional action that will only waste energy and lead to further karmas, or look for words or things of distraction to avoid painful seeing of the shape and condition of the illusions of the world if you have attachment to the objects of this world in any way. But I'm here to remind you that aligning with right seeing and staying away from violent and harmful thoughts and the people and things that instigate it, not denying reality or distracting yourself with pleasure-seeking illusions and further attachments, is what will keep you and your inner world at peace, even if you never see any peace reflected in the state of the world around you. This practice is called Pratipaksha Bhavana, and contrary to some misinterpretations, it does not mean putting on rose-colored glasses to look at things that are already hard to look at due to emotional attachment in any way. In fact, that is not advised at all. In yoga, you take off all distorting glasses, no matter how cute they are, to see clearly and neutrally without attachment, so that you can distinguish ignorance from knowledge, darkness from light, and so forth. You want to be able to clearly be able to distinguish ignorant thoughts that will lead to painful karmas from those that are aligned with right knowledge and will not cause pain as an initial part of your mental practice. And this then supports you to develop the skill of taking control of your mind and being able to put it in an undisturbed state at will and more easily over time, even while seeing what is here to see in this world that will most likely not change by you looking at it in and from any kind of lens. This is another way to further develop deeper discriminative discernment. Things are as they are manifested at any given moment and can change based on new karmas that impact them to create change. But it is what it is, and you denying what it is doesn't help anybody or anything. So you don't focus on that, and you don't do that. That's not actually representative of your higher abilities and intelligence. Pratipaksha Bhavana is learning to cultivate the ability to distinguish where any given thought is leading. It is the practice of readjusting violent and hateful thoughts and other types of thoughts that are steeped in ignorance, essentially, with that of the opposite. It is not allowing hatred or anger to take destructive root within your mind, or trying to escape these things, or even excusing these things anywhere that you see them. This is really important. Even while acknowledging the BS that you see. Which is why it is also, quote, when negative thoughts or acts such as violence, etc., are done, caused to be done, or even approved of, whether incited by greed, anger, or infatuation, whether indulged in with mild, medium, or extreme intensity, unquote, reflecting on the fact that these things are, quote, based on ignorance and bring certain pain. Unquote. Certain pain. Not theoretical pain, maybe possibly lead to destruction, but certainly will bring pain. You may wish to revisit week 56 of our sutra studies for more information on this practice, or just simply review sutras 2.33 to 2.34 with deep reflection in order to fully come into a deeper awareness and get more inspiration on how to integrate this practice into your life moving forward. Thoughts will come and go. Do not get attached. And just see that you have control over them and their effects. They do not have control or power over you. The world is steeped in darkness and ignorance, and this can drag you into a miserable drama or nightmare if you are not diligent in your practice of guiding your mind. Almost like a child. Back to the light at all times. Stay connected and remain free. The process of developing the skill of discriminative discernment that supports you with avoiding the traps and dramas of the world is gradual at first, with layers of distortion being peeled away slowly in the beginning, before large chunks of light and awareness start to be revealed so fast and powerfully that you must ensure that you do not become overwhelmed by being prepared with greater and greater purity and non-attachment to see what is revealed without further distortion. I have said it before and I will say it again. There is no peace nor truth out there in the world. Just look. None whatsoever. Maybe temporarily sometimes when people are calm, and then as soon as they flare up because they have no control over their emotional states, chaos comes back again. Nothing is lasting or permanent out here. Nothing will stay indefinitely beautiful or indefinitely terrible. It is always in a state of flux. There's always this constant change. death and rebirth, transformation, playing with shadow and light and form transforming, and nothing is truly permanent or real here. Peace is one of those things. Not out there in the world will peace stay in a permanent state, or in a lasting state, or in a state that can be truthfully stated to be absolute. Peace and truth can only be found permanently in the only place that is eternal and true and untouched by all of this, and that is within you, in that deep center of purity and connection with that which is unchanged by any of this. So keep clearing away the layers of distortion and attachment that keep you stuck in Maya, and continue to keep your mind and heart pure and connected by not consuming the garbage thoughts and imaginations of others in the form of news, entertainment, or toxic conversations. You know how some people like to get together and like double, toil in trouble, fire burn and cauldron bubble. Yeah, you don't need that. Focus your attention and power on the light within you. Many of you may think that I'm speaking in generalities, but this is plain and clear in terms of my statement of what needs to be done in terms of your recommended practice. Stay connected to that which is untouched by this. It is there. So it is not that I'm asking you to go create something new. It is already there. Once you learn how to identify it through calming the waves and ripples in your mind, then you keep connection with it. And as you are working through your day and through your life and going about and seeing all these things and taking care of this and taking care of that and this deadline and this thing that needs to be done, understand that all those things might change around you. There's constantly noise and all these other distractions, but you can stay connected to that. And if you find that you are starting to respond to the things that are fleeting out there in the world by becoming emotionally attached or becoming disturbed by thinking some negative thoughts that might be dragging you in any way, in a way that is violent, that is destructive, that will lead you down a path of idiocy and into further ignorance and darkness, then Pratipaksha Bhavana, again, learning that discriminative discernment to be able to identify that it's going to drag you down into misery, choosing something that is based in light by connecting back to that untouched space, and cultivating that, bringing that up instead. Not denying what is there, but learning to control your point of power and your centered being, that mind that wants to help you to survive in the world, so it processes data and makes assessments about what is good and what is not, and then your body might respond with fear responses based on whether it perceives danger or some sort of attack or whatever it is. Understanding that the only way for you to clearly see, though, is not to be constantly reacting, because for the most part, you are safe here and nothing out there can actually fully destroy you. So just remember and breathe and work on continually accessing that higher functioning part of your brain by just making that switch whenever something within you that is negative comes up. You cannot stop anybody else out here from whatever they feel and think and do. They will think and feel and do and respond whatever way they feel is appropriate for them. But you can always find peace. There's always peace here as the paradox. It's because your peace is always there within you. You're just going to have to tap into that reality as opposed to getting caught up in the illusions of Maya.